Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Seattle Nice, the only source of balanced news about the goings-on in the city here of Seattle. I'm David Hyde with Erica C. Barnett of Publicola and political consultant Sandeep Kaushik. And today we're talking about a lawsuit by several Seattle Police Department female employees alleging sexual discrimination and harassment by Chief Diaz and other department leaders. Erica C. Barnett, you've also been tracking this story. Tell us, what's going on? What's at stake here?
So basically, the allegations in this tort claim against the city are primarily about Chief Adrian Diaz and Sergeant John O'Neill, who's head of the SPD's communications division. And they're pretty gross. I mean, there are allegations about, you know, O'Neill sort of sidling up to one of his subordinates and putting his leg against hers. O'Neill allegedly manipulating another subordinate into a situation where they were having dinner alone when she thought that, you know, it was going to be a group affair, and bragging, according to the claim, that he was really good at sex. And Chief Diaz, you know, allegedly invited another subordinate out to be in his car without a security detail on New Year's Eve. She was very concerned about that because she said she was worried he would try to kiss her. And there's a lot more in the claim, but that just kind of gives you a flavor of the stuff that these women are alleging, and it's four women that they're alleging are part of a pattern and practice of behavior from these two men in particular. But I think, you know, that speaks to the culture at SPD in general.
Sandeep Kaushik, it feels like the stories have been building to this one. What are you hearing from insiders in the city of Seattle?
Not a whole lot, right? I mean, first of all, this lawsuit is pretty fresh, right? It just got filed. There are, as Erica says, a number of allegations in here about, you know, two different kind of sets of allegations, one about the chief Diaz and one about this other command officer, you know, is it Sergeant O'Neill, as well as some allegations against a woman at SPD who's part of the HR department, as well, as I understand it. So there's a lot there in these allegations. As Erica says, some of this stuff is pretty serious, and taken at face value, they do add up to a pretty searing indictment of, at a minimum, some obliviousness on the part of the chief to some of the bad goings on in terms of how female officers are being treated by their males, at least in some cases, by male superiors, right? But they are just, at this point, just, you know, it's a lawsuit that just got filed. It's just allegations at this point. Chief Diaz has denied the veracity of this stuff. And so I think my very preliminary sense of this in terms of the powers that be at City Hall is that people are taking a kind of wait and see attitude and trying to figure out how this whole kind of tangled web of allegations and lawsuits and what have you are going to sort out.
I don't think it's that tangled, to be honest. I mean, you know, I reported on some of this stuff back in February, not related to this lawsuit, which is obviously new, but I mean, it's been building. Mm-hmm. The allegations against O'Neill, I mean, are pretty well established. I've read a lot of the sort of previous EEO cases that were filed, and he does tend to file sort of you know, what could be considered retaliatory EEO cases against women who have filed cases against him. And, you know, I mean, the stuff that's in there is pretty alarming. And he essentially, you know, I would say, if not drove out all of the women from his division, I mean, certainly they're all gone. And two of them who are, you know, among the plaintiffs in this lawsuit took demotions to get away from him. And, you know, I think that, yes, it is a new lawsuit, but I think the pattern and practice of misogynistic attitudes within SPD, as well as, you know, things that are more, you know, criminal in nature or, you know, sexual harassment, things like that. I mean, I think that's a pattern that's been pretty well established at this point. I don't think we have to say the jury is out on whether SPD is a misogynistic culture. It is. And whether it's a bad place for women to work. Women are saying that it is. And, you know, I tend to believe them, just like I would believe anybody who said, you know, my job is shitty because of the men who are, you know, who are making it shitty. There's also a practice of sort of not letting women advance up the ranks. The power dynamic at SPD is quite clear. And I think it, you know, as I've mentioned before, I mean, this is why they can't get to 30% women, which is allegedly, you know, their goal in the next 6 years. I reported recently that in their latest class of recruits, the people who pass the test to kind of go on to the next stage of being SPD officers, 7% were women. 7%. That was also reflected in the number who applied. It was like 9%. So there is a reason that women don't want to be cops in this particular department. I think we're seeing it in these allegations. It's just not a great place for women to be, and they don't feel comfortable there.
So look, I do think some of the allegations made against O'Neill are serious and certainly paint a picture of him as a kind of, you know, rogue, out of bounds boss that's been engaging in sexually harassing kinds of behaviors, right? But I think it's also really important that we note here that there have been previous sort of complaints filed against O'Neill by some of these women that have been investigated and dismissed, right?
Well, let's talk about Rebecca McKechnie.
Well, if you let me sort of go on and finish my point. Like I said, these are serious allegations, but they're sort of allegations at this point. And I think two things here could be true simultaneously. One, I'm not sure I'd go all the way to where you go, Erica, about saying it's a settled issue that SPD is deeply misogynistic, sexist organization. Nonetheless, I think it's very plausible that they have some pretty serious cultural problems at SPD in terms of how women are treated in the organization.
You really think it's a question whether SPD is misogynistic culture? What is your evidence to the contrary?
Well, I think I'm mostly agreeing with you here is that I do think we know SPD has cultural problems, right? And I think that almost certainly does include how women are treated in the department vis-a-vis men. And it would not surprise me at all if some of these allegations that are being, or all of these allegations that are being made against either O'Neill or Diaz turn out to be substantiated, right? But there needs to be some due process here. And these things do need to be investigated and adjudicated before we start, you know, condemning people to the fires of sort of misogynistic hell, right? Like,
I don't think you have to condemn people to hell to say that misogyny is a cultural problem within, you know, society at large.
And I agree with you. Policing. It is a problem within society at large. Within every large organization, there are issues around misogyny, right? I don't disagree with you about that. Is SPD like 100 times worse than any other organization? I don't know yet.
Here, what we've got is really specific examples of illegal, if they're true, gender discrimination. I mean, all kinds of examples of illegal activity within SPD. I mean, it's not just a cultural problem. It's not legal.
Right, of course. But related to O'Neill, let's be really clear here. There have been some previous allegations filed against him that have gone through an investigation process. And my understanding is that they were not sustained. Now, that doesn't mean he didn't do it, right? But it does mean we've got to at least pay attention to some of that.
So let's go to, you know, one of the issues that was raised in these lawsuits is that the EEO investigator, Rebecca McKechnie, often sort of not only sides with the men who are being accused of harassment, you know, discrimination, et cetera, but, you know, is very, you know, aggressive in interviewing the women and sort of turning things back around on them and accusing them of somehow misbehaving. And I've read a lot of transcripts of her interviews with women who have made these allegations, and they are very much along the lines of, so are you sure that you're not imagining it? Or did you do anything? Or why didn't you tell anybody at the time? I mean, it is classic, you know, victim blaming style behavior that I think you see in HR departments everywhere. I mean, Sandeep, you're saying, oh my God, HR investigated it and they said it was unfounded, so therefore it didn't happen.
I didn't say it didn't happen, but I said we need to take note of the fact that there have been some investigations,
right? I think the fact that women aren't taken seriously should not be used as precedent for not taking women seriously in the future. And so I think that argument is pretty invalid if, in fact, you know, as these four women are alleging, the EEO investigator did not take these women seriously and sided with the men and the department for which she works. So I don't think you can, I really don't think that's a particularly valid argument when you look at the facts of the cases.
Well,
and the facts of the cases are, you know, you have an investigator who is questioning the women, who is citing allegedly, and I have seen examples of it. So in some cases, definitely not allegedly, you know, seeming to side with the men who they are accusing. And so, yeah, I just don't think you know, it wasn't taken seriously in the past should be an argument for not taking it seriously now.
Well, I'm very likely these allegations are going to get adjudicated now in a court of law, and we'll see what happens with them. But again, the larger point I was trying to make here is I think two things can simultaneously be true about SVD. One, that it has a cultural problem, right, on multiple levels, which includes a strain of misogyny that runs through the culture of SVD. That seems very plausible to me, right? It is a male-dominated, you know, quasi-militaristic organization, or however you want to describe it. And so it's not that big a leap to think that there would be sort of behaviors on the part of senior male leaders that are out of bounds or, David, to your point, aren't just bad culturally, but are illegal, right? And certainly constituting civil sexual harassment, if not beyond that, right? So that could well be true, but I know another thing about SVD's culture that is definitely true as well, which is that SVD has a tradition of internal, like, kind of snake pit, vicious, like, sort of backbiting factionalism and attacks that have happened, right? I actually think...
And you're saying that the tiny percentage of women are the snakes?
No. What I'm saying is there was a previous KOW story that I thought was extremely weak in its evidence that sort of essentially reported on rumors that the chief, Adrian Diaz, was allegedly having an affair with one of his subordinates, right? The officer who was running or at least advising him on communications. And I read that story and I thought the evidence was insanely thin. I have no idea. Maybe he's having an affair. Maybe he's not. I don't know. But I did.
I mean, I thought Seattle that story Times also cited that, as does the lawsuit.
It was a KOW story, and I thought that story was super dubious, and that KOW hung their hat on doing the story on the fact that these rumors existed and that they were pervasive, and so they did report on them as rumors. But I'm like, how does that get past we should write this as a story if you don't really have the goods?
Well, leaving that aside, yeah. I mean, we've talked about that before. I don't think that that has anything to do with the mountains of evidence that, you know, that have amassed about, you know, not just these specific allegations. There's you should read the claim for damages. Another allegation is that Diaz, you know, because they didn't provide a dressing room for women on the floor that O'Neill in the comms office worked on, you know, one of the women had to change her clothes in her cubicle. And Diaz made a point, according to this lawsuit, of walking by when she was changing. You know, I mean, there's allegation after allegation. I feel like you're going out of your way, Sandeep, to sort of make up a scenario in which these allegations are, like, not even plausible. I mean,
I said they're totally plausible.
No, I'm saying, but you are also making up a scenario in which all these women are just, you know, sort of making this stuff up because you thought this KOW story was thin.
Well, let me give you another example of there's a history between one of the women making allegations about Chief Diaz, who has filed a previous lawsuit, is Deanna Nolette, SVD. Deanna Nolette has her own kind of history, some of which I think is kind of checkered. You can go back and look up Deanna's role in the Chop Chaz stuff and some of the misinformation that was put out at that time. But they have a history, like, they were competitors to become chief, I guess, and Diaz demoted her after he got the chief's role. So I just think there's some fraught history internally here, and we've heard from there are, first of all, several lawsuits and allegations and all this stuff that so leaving aside the most current one, there's one previous one, I think, from Deanna Nolette. So I just think we've heard from one side of this situation, right? And you're right. There are some very serious allegations that are being put forward, and there looks to be with some detail. But all I'm saying is that we've heard from one side. The other side is denying it. Diaz has denied these charges. I want to hear what he has to say in his defense before I rush to judgment on this. I don't think that's so crazy.
I don't think you have to rush to judgment to say that one side seems to, I mean, first of all, not have a lot of incentive, you know, culturally, I mean, you know, you're reminding me a lot of the sort of response to all kinds of claims by women in the past, you know, about harassment, assault, et cetera, you know, just in general, not at SPD, that, you know, oh, well, they're doing this because it's, you know, fun or it's retaliatory. I mean, the fact is you get attacked when you bring forward allegations of this sort. It is career ruining. As you said, there is a culture of rumors in SPD. A lot of times the rumors are that women at SPD have had sex with men to try to climb the career ladder, yeah, so to speak. And, you know, and so it is not advantageous to women to bring forward sexual, you know, sexual discrimination and harassment claims. And so I don't know what the incentive would be to constantly, you know, be making all this stuff up. This lawsuit is hardly the first time women have come forward with complaints about O'Neill and about the culture in general and about specific things. I mean, there was the report that SPD was forced to release when KUOW reported on it about just lots of women talking about horrible things that they had had to deal with. They didn't sue. They spoke anonymously. And they were very much in keeping with the kind of allegations that are in this lawsuit. It is brave to come forward. It is not a fun publicity stunt where everybody's going to like you.
I didn't say it was a publicity stunt or that they were doing it out of some sense of misguided sense of fun. I don't know where you're kind of pulling that out of your ass.
You're saying that you're sort of saying that the two sides are equivalent. We've only heard the women.
I am saying that these are serious allegations. They deserve to be taken seriously and investigated seriously, but there needs to be a due process. We do need to hear from the accused before we make a determination that everything being said is true. And I don't think that I think the fact that to some extent, and we want to talk about the larger national picture and what's happened in previous years with some of the stuff around college campuses and Title IX and stuff, I do think some of that stuff has gone too far in eviscerating due process.
Well, I don't know how we started talking about college campuses.
Well, you're the one that keeps trying to bring it to this larger, you know, these larger sort of cultural issues about how we handle you know, generally handle accusations of sexual harassment.
Well, I think that you're never going to, I don't think this is ever going to meet the standard that you're wanting, because so far, and I think this will continue to be true, Diaz and SPD have clamped down. They have lawyers, you know, responding for them saying that all these allegations are lies. I don't think you're going to get, you know, a counter narrative. I don't think this is going to go to trial. You know, it's a tort claim. And so I don't think you're going to get a full counter narrative from the city, from Diaz, from Harrell, about what happened. I mean, it's just, you're never going to, if that's your standard, I mean, you're going to always have questions about this because they're never going to come out with detailed, you know, responses to every single allegation.
Are you saying anything more than basically we should keep calling these alleged? These are alleged crimes?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess, right? Yeah.
As journalistic practice?
Well, I mean, beyond journalistic practice, just in terms of what we think beyond how journalists cover it, I think there's a question of how we should
I've said alleged because they are alleged.
Yeah, how we as sort of engaged Seattle, you know, citizens should think about this stuff, right? Or how should the mayor and the council respond to this stuff, right? I think those are all implicated in whether we make a kind of out-of-the-gate assumption that all of this is true, or whether we say, well, let's wait for a little bit more unearthing.
People are going to start to form opinions about the likelihood that something true based on the preponderance of the accusation, the number of accusations. People are going to start to sort of make judgments. I mean, it's hard to get a fair trial sometimes when people rush to judgment, as you say, but people are going to judge.
Both of you,
it sounds like both of you are in agreement that, you know, journalistic practice should still involve using the word alleged, and reporting should still involve that, you know, innocent until proven guilty. I remember a few years ago when Jussie Smollett was allegedly attacked, NPR got all kinds of shit for using the word alleged, but it sounds like there's no disagreement here about, you know, that's a fine journalistic practice to still believe in due process and innocent until proven guilty. So I'm trying to understand how you guys even disagree.
Well, let me just tell you, a quick story about this is, less about this, it's not about this particular lawsuit stuff, but just about SPD and their culture, right? And the kind of hall of mirrors quality that kind of exists there. So 7-8 years ago, back when Ed Murray was mayor, right, and was in the midst of his scandal issues. Right at the height of it, the story came out, got covered by the Seattle Times and a bunch of TV stations that alleged that there had been an incident at Ed Murray's house where, you know, he had had some kind of rough trade, sexual encounter with some, you know, gay hustler guy that he threw out of the house. And then the guy was trying to get in the house and cops got called and they came and, you know, there was this half naked man on his front lawn. I don't know, Erica, whether you remember this, but it got a ton of coverage at the time. And Ed flatly denied it. In fact, there were like four, it was during Pride Week. There were four or five other people at his house that night who were, they were all there having a glass of wine. What had really happened was a couple of people, kind of random people, had come to his door and asked to use the bathroom. And he had said no, but they wouldn't leave. And then it wasn't true. But I heard from several reporters after that incident that SPOG, the Seattle Police Officers Guild, had been pushing this story for months in advance, right, as a way of sort of attacking the mayor and undermining him. And so that just gives me pause when I look back at when I saw the story about these rumors about the chief having an affair. This is speculation on my part, but I couldn't help but think, is this something that goes to like SPOG's, you know, issues with the current chief, like that they're kind of spreading through? I don't know that. That's totally speculation on my part. But I just have learned over the years that you got to be very, very careful when shit comes up about allegations between various sort of factions and people at SPD.
Yeah, I would say that, David, I don't remember what your original question was. It was something about the alleged nature versus jumping to conclusions.
Oh, I was asking, given the fact that you both are using the word alleged, I was trying to say, yeah, how do you really disagree? Is there really much of a disagreement here?
Thanks, because I think Sandeep kind of got off the point with SPOG a little bit. I think the reason we disagree is, you know, to Sandeep's anecdote, I don't think that SPOG is telling these women to make specific allegations that are extremely detailed and extremely in line with allegations that were in the study that SPD did, where women described very similar, if not identical, scenarios. I'm the only woman on this podcast, so I will just speak for women here and say that a lot of these scenarios are familiar to me as a woman who has been in the workforce and, you know, was a young woman once got harassed a lot. And so I don't think that it requires a SPOG plant. I think it's a very different scenario than, you know, someone starting rumors about, you know, for example, you know, Diaz coming around while a woman is changing in her cubicle. I don't know what SPOG would gain out of sort of portraying a fake culture of misogyny. Yeah. Well, it was your example.
I was bringing that example up not to say that I'm insinuating that SPOG put these women up.
Well, these are just rumors that are being pushed from outside. It's so many women, Sandeep. It's so many women. And what, you know, when you have a police department in which the number of women is declining, and in which women feel like they, you know, they're being pushed out because, you know, they can't go to the all-male events or because, you know, I mean, one of the parts of the response that SPD made to the Times and KUOW that they didn't end up reporting was that, you know, they were sort of defending the reason that there aren't as many women in SPD as being because in part the job requires so much physicality, and physicality is a male attribute, which is like one of the oldest, you know, sort of sexist tropes in policing and in a lot of male dominated jobs for why, you know, why women just aren't up to snuff. I mean, I think to answer your question, David, where we disagree is I think that, you know, you don't have to wait for the outcome of a lawsuit and you don't have to wait for a detailed point by point rebuttal by Diaz and O'Neill that will probably never come to say that SPD has a problem with misogyny. It has a problem with gender discrimination. It has a problem with harassment that's been documented over and over. And I just don't think you can chalk that up to fake rumors.
Do you think that the council or mayor need to take action now? I mean, you seem to think that these allegations are
so... The council doesn't have any ability to take any action. I mean, the council is not in the, you know, in SPD's chain of command.
Oversight ability. They could call the chief, haul the chief in, you know? I mean, I'm just asking you what you think the other powers that be at the city were, you know, ought to be doing right now.
What I would like to see from the council and the mayor is a recognition that this is a problem instead of having these endless meetings. I mean, the council is just like, you know, over and over, oh my God, how can we hire more cops? Let's throw more money at them. Let's pretend that the problem is a civil service commission not acting fast enough and calling them, you know, on the phone, you know, and we have to make them feel welcome and we have to make them feel loved and we have to make them feel cherished. I think that, you know, it would be nice if they acknowledged this shit is going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and made a point of saying SPD needs to deal with it and maybe suggesting some ways in which they could deal with it. That is something the council has the power to do, and they're not doing it. Instead, they're just, you know, sort of, I'm not going to say the word that I want to say, but they are kissing up to SPD in a way that I think, you know, you can say, you know, it's a desperate situation. We have to hire more cops, which I know is what they believe. But if you're continuing to ignore this giant and, you know, growing elephant in the room, I think it's really kind of a dereliction of duty. And I think the mayor should not be sort of defending Diaz as if this has already been adjudicated either.
Didn't the mayor say in response to this, I'm reading, our office recently transferred an employee to SPD to spearhead efforts to address concerns raised in the 30 by 30 report, which is about how women are being treated as in the police department, right? So it sounds like he's doing that. I mean, should he also be putting Lieutenant O'Neill on administrative leave pending an investigation or something? Or what more should Harold be doing?
Other well, the mayor than, can't do that.
The mayor can't do that?
He could bring
Diaz can do that.
He could bring significant pressure on Diaz to do it. I mean,
yeah, he can put pressure, but that doesn't, yeah, he can't force the police chief to take disciplinary action, no.
Right. It sounds, though, in this statement that the mayor's office is acknowledging that there is a problem.
Well, yes, but I think in the case of, you know, this particular case, I think the mayor should be perhaps making a stronger statement that these allegations are extremely concerning and, you know, and that he takes them seriously. You know, time will tell, right? Right. We'll see how much he defends Diaz. You know, he's been, I believe a pretty strong defender of Diaz in the past. And, you know, Diaz has kept his job through, you know, a number of really trying times because the mayor has stood by him, I think. So, you know, we'll see. But I think he could be more forceful in saying, you know, I am concerned by these allegations. The women at SPD also matter to me in addition to the chief. And I will just make one other point from this KOW story that we haven't discussed, which is that I think it was Ted Buck's comment, his lawyer, that Diaz understands discrimination because he's Hispanic. And so he understands that discrimination against women and, you know, sexist practices, et cetera, he understands exactly what that's like. And it reminds me of in 2020, during the George Floyd protests, Jenny Durkin made a comment to a group of Black representatives from the Black Lives Matter protest that, you know, she understood what it was like, and I'm paraphrasing, but essentially that she understood what it was like to be Black because she is a lesbian and was also, you know, the victim of discrimination. And, you know, I think the ridiculousness of those statements speaks for itself, but you know, Chief Diaz does not know what it's like to be a woman. He does not know what it's like to be subjected to misogynistic behavior and culture. And I almost couldn't believe that somebody said that on the record because it's just such an outrageous statement.
Sandeep, before we end here, can I just also get you back to that question, turn it back onto yourself? I mean, the language that Harold's put out is pretty boilerplate. It's kind of bureaucratic. Erica's saying, and I'm reading it, she's right. You know, should this be a little bit more forceful and sort of acknowledging the seriousness of these claims? You know, should the city be doing a little bit more given what's out there? Or you just think it should be wait and see?
Yeah. Well, look, there are not only sort of political issues at play here, but there are legal ones as well. I think they're putting out, it is a little boilerplate, but they're putting out an acknowledgement that there have been some serious allegations made. And they're saying, we're going to wait and let those get investigated, which is probably a smart and legally prudent thing for them to do. You know, could the mayor go beyond that and say, you know, I do think there are further concerns about the culture of SPD? Yeah, maybe. And that might not be a bad thing for him to do. I don't have any problem with it if he did that, but I'm not freaked out that he hasn't, you know, kind of hopped all over this thing to start pounding the table saying, I'm going to make huge changes because I believe everything that's been alleged.
I don't think anybody, nobody said that, Sandeep. That's such a, that's such a straw man. You've
created a straw man on the other side.
Anybody can listen to what I've said so far, but I will just repeat it and say again that the mayor could make a strong statement that the culture in SPD is troubling and that these allegations are serious and concerning. I did not say the mayor should pound the table and or that I was going crazy. I did not say that the mayor should say that all these allegations are true. That would be legally irresponsible as well as ridiculous.
Serious and concerning, I'm with you. I think that's totally fine. The mayor should say that they're serious and concerning and they should be investigated. I'm with you on that, Erica.
It does say we should take allegations of this nature seriously.
Yeah, he says that. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, I feel like okay, if you want him to say serious and concerning, fine.
I don't disagree with that. I think there's a real problem at the culture of SPD, and I think that the city, the mayor, the city council have not publicly taken it seriously, and I think that's a problem. I mean, I think it's a problem not just because I think that it's far past time for, some of these male institutions to stop being so goddamn misogynistic. But it's also a problem in hiring. I mean, as I say over and over again, I mean, it's half the population. Even getting it up to 30% would essentially solve their hiring problem. But right now it's under 10%. And the reason in part is because SPD is seen as a bad place for women to work for reasons such as this. It's always in the headlines for things like that report about the culture of misogyny, this lawsuit, the stuff I reported on back in February. And, you can say, oh, well, it all could be incorrect and it all could be, made up and the women could be lying. But when you have an accumulation of headlines, I think the preponderance of evidence is the opposite. So, I think that they should be concerned just because, they're not going to get their numbers up if they can't hire women.
I think where I agree with you is I agree that SPD has cultural issues. Of course, in any organization, there's going to be issues of sexism and misogyny that have to be dealt with in any large organization, SPD included. So all of that. Sure, but I also know that SPD's cultural problem includes things like factionalism, like personality conflicts, like weird internal power dynamics that have happened. And in the swirl of all of that stuff, exactly what's going on with each of these specific allegations, I don't know yet. And I think we need to wait and see how the investigations take place or the legal proceedings take place on these before we come to an ultimate conclusion about whether any specific one of these allegations is true or not true.
I mean, people can still believe, like at dinner, O'Neill discussed his dating history and said something to the effect of, I'm really good at sex. We're probably not going to have a videotape proving one way or the other whether or not that happened. So people are going to make their judgments about it, which, by the way, is kind of a, I know this is serious, but that one actually kind of made me laugh, I have to say, because who says that? That's an interesting comment.
Men say that.
I mean, again.
I will say, too, like to Sandeep's point, factions within SPD are not protected classes and women are a protected class. And there's not a law against, discrimination against a faction that likes Diaz versus a faction that doesn't. But women actually do have legal protections against this stuff that should be taken seriously.
When you're a chief at SPD, there are a lot of people wanting to bury knives in your back. Just as a general, that's been the history of like sort of the power dynamics at SPD, at least in the 10, 12 years that I've been following it. And so I don't yet 100% know what's going on here. There's serious allegations. Let's see how they will be adjudicated.
And I think you're never going to get satisfaction. I think this could be adjudicated.
Maybe we may never know for sure.
It'll be settled for some amount of money.
Maybe.
And you will still be saying, I don't know if it ever happened. I mean, who can say? We didn't have it on videotape, so who knows?
Erica, what's the next step here?
I mean, I think the next step is that this tort claim moves forward. And in the meantime, I think the next step is going to be seeing what, if anything, Harrell says, or does beyond, you know, his sort of anodyne statement that he made. And, you know, whether this comes up at the city council, you know, Bob Kettle is the chair of the council's public safety committee, and he is still sort of in the mode where he talks about the culture of permissiveness in the city at every meeting. I don't know that he is particularly, you know, worked up about the culture of misogyny within SPD itself, but, you know, that is something that they may have to address at some point. I hope so.
Erica gets that last word, Bob Kettle. This one is threatening to boil over, so you should be paying attention to it. Just to end with a terrible dad joke. That's it for another edition of Seattle Nice. I'm David Hyde with Erica C. Barnett and Sandeep Kaushik. Quinn Waller is our editor. Thanks to everybody who's donating to Seattle Nice at Patreon. And to everyone else, thanks so much for listening.